about to enter into a world. A world that is so twisted, so mind-numbingly stupid, that you may lose any sense of reality or sanity. Now, get ready to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight, a fistful of stupid.
The Old West, full of legends and tales. Tales so exciting that you'd crap yourself. There's one tale that's so exciting, I almost can't tell it. It's about the most lawless city in the West. Buford Gulch, home of cutthroats, thieves, murderers, rustlers, tax avoiders, and all kinds of folk that you wouldn't want to hang around with. And they lived a lawless life. Horrible life. Until one day, the law was going to come to town. Well, I reckon I'm going to be having myself one last drink and I'm getting out of this town. This ain't no place for a man who can't steal.
Ah, well, that's a shame. Why are you leaving, cowboy?
Well, see, my name's Cutthroat Pete. And what I do for a living is, well, I cut throats. Pretty good at it, too.
Well, you don't suck.
See that guy over there? Watch that guy. Hey, hey.
Hey, Cutthroat Pete, I'm the...
See that? I barely move my arm. Yeah.
Oh, there goes another one. God, I gotta make a rule against cutting throats. It seems like every other day. Now there's blood all over my bar, all over the floor. Hey, cleaning boy, can you please clean this up for me?
Go pick it up yourself!
Alright, I'll just go ahead and soak it on up. I'll just add it to the next cocktail someone orders.
Anyways, as I was saying, turns out that someone's called the law in this place. And they got a sheriff coming. He's the meanest, horneriest, nastiest piece of work this side of the Pecos. And I figures I ain't gonna stick around here and get none arrested and hunged. Instead, I gotta cut over to the next town and see if I can find some work cutting throats.
My God, it's not that guy with no name, is it?
No, he's got a name, all right.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, that guy, it's, Joe. Oh, you mean the sheriff? Oh, no, he's got no name, no.
Oh, God, we're screwed.
That's it. I'm out of here, folks. I'll be seeing you around sometime. Adios, suckers.
Well, bye, Cutthroat Pete. You know, we always got people wandering around here if you ever want to come back and, you know, practice your trade.
Oh, yeah. Hey, come here for a second.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Oh, God, that was so stupid. Oh, why?
See y'all, folks.
Woohoo! Now that he's dead, I'm the new owner of the bar!
Well, I don't know about you, but I think we better start closing up shop and getting the heck out of this town. Yeah, the sheriff coming like that, it's going to be bad for business all around.
Wait a minute.
What is it, Bart?
What are you doing trying to leave around here?
Well, I'm trying not to get myself hung. That's what I'm trying to do.
I don't think any of us are going to get hung because I got ourselves a plan.
I don't know about you boys, but I'm pretty well hung.
Well...
Yeah, well, you know what? I peeked on him. He's not lying.
Just ask Big Bertha. She'll tell you.
Yeah, she was Small Bertha before he met her. You know what I'm saying here?
I really have no idea what you guys are talking about, but I do know one thing. I ain't leaving this town. This is where I raised my four dogs, my puppies, my sheep, my cattle, and my wife.
And this is where I stole your cattle and your wife.
I done took your sheep. That's good.
Yup.
Married two of them.
And I love this place because of that, and I love you guys. In a totally unfabulous, platonic kind of way, of course, because, well, this is Wild West.
No homo.
And I'll tell you this much, because I'm a lawless guy, I loves you guys in that way. And your sheep.
We'll deal with that later when we have brothel night down at the local bar.
Oh, brothel night.
Man.
I'm telling you, hey, what are we going to do? I mean, this man with no name, he's tough, hombre. I heard he shot 15 men with one gun and one bullet.
Well, I don't know about any of that. But you know what? I got a pair of sheep shears that haven't been used in a while because all my sheep were stolen. And I figured I might just right take that shear and shove it up this new sheriff's ass if anyone wants to help me. In a heterosexual manner, of course.
Oh, if it's gonna be that way, I ain't gonna be doing it. Otherwise, I'd have joined you right there.
Heterosexually, I'll join you in any fashion, sir.
All right.
We can't do it alone. There's only three of us. We gotta talk to the rest of the town folks. Maybe we can get them to join in on us. And then we can ambush the sheriff when he comes in. I think that's a good plan. What do you think?
Well, there's only one way that we can get the rest of the town folks over here to listen to us.
Murder their families.
Okay, there's two ways that we can get their families and everyone here to listen to us.
Steal the sheep.
Three ways. You know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, because as long as you two keep coming up with ideas, this is just gonna keep dragging on. So, we need to start ourselves a horse washing fundraiser. I say we get into our sexiest bathing suits, get some glittery signs, and we hang out by the horse watering hole, and anybody that comes up, we talk to them about killing the sheriff as we wash down their horse.
My God, that's the best idea I ever done heard.
Yeah, it's a pretty good idea, all right. I think that's pretty good, except for one problem.
What's that?
Dirty Horse Pete won't be coming, and he's the meanest gunfighter that we got in this town.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there's only one more thing we can do then.
Steal his sheep.
Yeah, we can do that.
Rape his wife.
Oh, we can do that. I'm no longer saying one more thing, because you guys always come up with like five more. Or three, I can't count properly anymore, ever since I was shot in the head five times by the last sheriff.
Yeah, it was four times.
Whatever, it's all the same.
It was the same bullet, too. They just kept pulling it out and shooting you with it.
Yeah, well, at least they recycled. I hate it when people waste lead. Anyways, we need to have ourselves a hootenanny.
Ooh, hoedown?
Hoedown, hootenanny.
Well, where is she? Hoedown. Yeah, of course, no problem. I've been doing that, sure.
All I know is I'm going to be laying that hoe down in that hootenanny.
Well, that's great. So what we need are we need flyers. We need gift baskets. We need banners. And
ribbons. Ribbons. Got to have ribbons. Ribbons for the baskets.
Oh, yes. And plenty of fiddle music.
Can I blow up some balloons?
Yes, make sure they're all of guns and dead sheriffs.
Yeah.
And I'll make the balloons out of the sheep intestines I got in the back.
I really wish I knew where my sheep were.
Well, you don't need to know that no more.
I've got just one last question. When is this sheriff supposed to be strolling into town?
Oh, about high noon.
Well, luckily he's not walking in at a cliche hour.
Nope.
Well, let's get this hootenanny started.
Yeah, we should have everything ready for 5 p.m. No problem. Let's hoe it down.
That next hour.
Well, the balloons are almost all done up. And I got a nice basket here. It's got a pretty invitation on it. It says, come to our hootenanny and kill a sheriff.
I like it. All right, everyone ready?
Ready.
Okay, what are we doing? We hootin' or we nannying?
We're going to start with a hootin'.
Okay.
That comes third. And then we're going to we're gonna do the nannying.
Hoot, hoot, hoot. Yeah, well, I've been doing some nannying too. Nanny goatin'.
I brought my fiddle, so I'm ready. I'm ready to start hootin' any time you want to.
Alright, now here's the one problem we have with all of this.
What's that?
We need more than the three of us at this hootenanny.
Yeah, you know, I thought the whole plan was to get more than three of us here on this thing, but
No, we're all sitting in a back room at the bar with streamers and balloons up to our noses and no one here.
Yeah, those are nice balloons.
Yeah, those are nice balloons.
Wait, who's in charge of the invitations?
Well, I was, but I didn't know how to spell murder, sheriff, or party, so I just drew a few stick figure horses and just kind of handed them out around town. I'm sorry I let you down.
I even wore my special evening slacks for this.
Are you going to be eating a lot? Is that why you got that extra wide waist there on that thing?
You bet your bottom penny.
Wait, you hear that knock at the door? That must be our first guest.
Hooray!
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Hoot, 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 hoot,
hoot, hoot, hoot, hoot, hoot, hoot, hoot, hoot, hoot.
Hey, hello?
Howdy. What is going on?
We're having a hootenanny. That's what's going on. Who are you?
I'm the janitor, and I just wanted to walk into the storage closet to grab a bucket from my cleaning. Why are there balloons and streamers? And what are you three doing in here?
Well, we're
doing a hootenanny.
Yeah, we're hootin' and we're nanny.
Yeah, didn't you get my invitation?
I got a piece of paper earlier today with a stick figure horse on it.
Yeah, that's the one.
I thought that was a prank from one of the special children that lived down the road.
Now that's an invitation to our Hootenanny.
Well, okay, this looks kind of fun. Can I join?
Oh yeah, of course you can. But first, you gotta give a solemn oath that you're gonna kill the sheriff when he comes to town.
There's a sheriff coming to town? Oh, yeah, I'll kill him. Yeah, I don't want him to take my janitor job. They do that kind of thing, you know, the government does.
And they'll hang you, too.
Yeah.
And they'll stop us from raping sheep.
Well, I don't really do that.
Well, neither do I.
I got no sheep to rape.
Look, you may not support our sheep raping, but you gotta support our right to rape those sheep.
It's in the Constitution. Well, First Amendment.
That's fine. Also, while I'm having the hootenanny, I gotta get the mop bucket over there in the corner of the closet. If you guys mind stepping out of the way.
Invite your friends.
Oh, look at that. We got another guest here.
Another guest at the hootenanny.
Welcome. Welcome to the Sheriff Slaughter.
Hootenanny.
Is this the place where we're gonna be doing some hootenannying?
Oh, you got our invitation. Yes, sir. We're gonna have a hoot, we're gonna have a nanny, we're gonna have ourselves some relations with bovine creatures over there, and we're gonna murder sheriffs.
Heck, I brought my owl that hoots, and I brought my nanny who raised me when I was a little.
Hattie-o.
That's all great and fine, but I just want to know one thing. When we have to kill the sheriff, will he have his back to us or away from us?
Oh, I never thought of that before.
Because I never shoot a man when he's looking at me.
I was gonna kind of dig a hole under him and kind of shoot him from under his feet.
I was planning on hanging from the ceiling fan and shooting at his face.
And I was planning on dancing on his grave. Gold!
Alright, hold on a second. This is crazy. All I want to know is, when the sheriff comes to town, will somebody distract him so I can shoot him in the back?
I can do that.
Oh, that's great. Hey, what's that over there, young guy?
What's what? That's just more bullets.
Never show your back to me. Don't you know who I am?
Crap. Now we gotta get ourselves another guest.
Well, looks like there's only 13 more of us left.
Who are you, mister?
I'm the gunnerist, and there ain't no man's back that I won't shoot. Or woman's. Or children's. You get that sheriff to face the wrong way, and I'll kill him for you. All on my own.
This man sounds like he means business.
Only cost you $50 each.
What, you hear that another knock at the door?
No. Oh, yeah, I do.
Hey, boys. This is the mistress of the night, and I was, formerly mister. And I heard a lot of noise coming in here. I thought maybe somebody needed a good time.
Me!
Oh, my. I haven't had this many men hoot at me since brothel night at the saloon. Oh, what's going on, boys? What brings all the festive dead sheriff balloons and streamers?
We're having a hootenanny.
Yeah, we're just hooting and we're nannying and we're getting ready to kill a sheriff.
I'm playing my fiddle.
So what do you say? You want to join us?
Oh, my. Nothing gets me going faster than murdering the law. Yeah, go ahead. Hand me a gun. Besides, you boys ain't coming upstairs and giving me anything anyways.
And your Adam's apple's incredibly attractive, sir.
Oh, thank you. You boys always know what to tell a man.
All right.
Well, now that's... Oh, there's another one at the door. It's the posse.
Hey, how are y'all doing? Hey, I'm a local bean salesman. I thought maybe some of y'all would like to buy some beans.
I'd love some beans, but first, you gotta join us in our hootenanny.
Hootenanny!
Hootenanny!
Oh, I'm a hootenanny. Oh, I do like hootenannies, and so do my beans. Say, why don't we all join in on this hootenanny?
Wait, before you do that, you gotta help us kill the sheriff when he comes to town.
Oh, well, I can throw some beans at him.
If they're killer beans, that's all we need.
It might distract him long enough for me to shoot him in the back.
Well, they sure are killer after you eat them. Get it? Farts.
Nope. Someone
else.
Hoot.
Oh, come on in. Welcome to the Hootenanny.
Hootenanny, is this not the bathroom?
Oh, Well, actually, yes, it is. There's one in there. It's
okay,
in the corner.
Okay, hold on a second. Yeah. I gotta go use over the corner.
But
here.
While you're taking a pee, how about I just stand right next to you and talk to you about sheriff murder?
And while you talk to him about sheriff murder, I'm gonna play my fiddle.
I don't know. I'm not much into this religious stuff, you know.
You carry yourself pretty well.
What kind of group are you?
Well, you see, what we're trying to do is we hate governments. By governments, I mean sheriffs.
Yes.
And so we're wanting to kill this new one that's going to come into town.
Oh.
We want to kill the new sheriff. Sorry, I'll be sing a little too loud back here.
That's not a bad idea. Allow me to introduce myself. I am the Distrito Bandito.
Oh, let me shake your hand, mister. That was a strangely wet hand, eh?
Hey, he knows my sister.
Look, mister, I didn't touch your sister. I was very discreet about it. That is why I'm known as the Discreto Bandito. Anything you tell me, I won't say nothing. Anything you have me do, I won't say nothing. Anything you want me to talk about, I won't say nothing. I am discreet.
Well, you sound like a fine early 20th century stereotype.
Yes, but I'm a 19th century kind of guy.
And you're twirling your mustache there. You must be trustworthy.
I trust him. And now that you're done taking your pee... That was a really long pee, by the way.
I'm sorry, though. I had a lot of cactus juice before I got here.
And I was fiddling the entire time.
So was I. What a coincidence.
I saw him doing it. It was really funny.
I think we all saw him. I mean, this room's no larger than about 5 feet by 6 feet.
I even threw some beans down there under the pee, and now they're sprouting!
No, I'm gonna have to grab me some of those for lunch.
After the Hootenanny.
Well, looks like we got ourselves like 13, 14, 60, 90, 200 people with us.
And we're all drunk.
And we're all friggin' wasted. We have to target practice now.
Okay, hold on a second. Why don't you turn your back to me and let me see if I can shoot you?
Okay, not me. I trust you. Trust you.
Okay, look that way.
Okay.
Shit, missed.
Oh,
I'm too drunk.
No, you didn't!
Oh, no. I shot him in front. I've lost him.
Wow.
I've lost my touch.
Right in the magic beans!
Well, we lost him, but you know what? Now we have something to target practice with. Quick! Tie his body to a stick, everybody, and start firing away. Pretend like that's the sheriff.
Sorry, man.
Well, looks like we shot off about 2 million rounds or so.
And we didn't even hit him.
No, but we hit almost everybody around us. Now there's only 6 of us left.
We're back to 6.
At least we got rid of that trainee.
I'm really kind of disappointed in that. I was planning on having myself with some victory loving.
All I know is I am ready for action any time as soon as I sober up. What time is the sheriff supposed to be here?
I reckon noon.
It's what, 6 of us and that sheep over there with the gun belt?
Yeah, I equipped him with one of those.
Yeah, he's the mad sheep. You gotta watch out for that guy. He's got a wild eye.
Alright, well, now that we're done with our target practice and with guns, we have to try our heavy artillery practice.
I was gonna do knives.
Knives? You go ahead and play with your toy knives. The rest of us men will practice with the heavy artillery.
Hey, good thing I brought my Gatling gun.
I got myself a heavy duty explosives. I'm just gonna strap them here, right on the side of this building, and pull the plunger up and right at you.
Well, there goes half the town.
Yeah. There's gold there somewhere. Gold!
Yeah, there's gold because all the cash registers have been exploded.
Man! We should be robbing this place. Rock blind!
Well, that's a good idea. Everyone, grab yourselves a sack and let's start gathering the money.
Way ahead of you. I'm just gonna go fiddle on my way over there.
I would steal something, but everyone's looking at me. Hey, look over there.
Where? Over where?
Now I got some gold.
Hey, all the money's gone!
Shh! Don't say nothing.
I still don't know what he wanted us to look at.
What's that? What's that figure out there?
I don't know. What is it?
Out in the distance, by the sun. Looks like a horse. Someone riding on it.
Yeah, and he's riding to us front ways. I don't know if I can deal with this, guys. I think I gotta get out of here.
We're screwed!
Wait, don't leave!
Even the sheep's leaving you there, partner!
We're back to the three of us.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about that, but all I can say is I gotta go take my gold right back to my house there and make sure that I got enough to count.
We're back down to two of us.
You know, I gotta go practice my fiddling over here, so I'll be right back. I'm gonna fiddle.
Now it's just me trying to protect half of a town from a sheriff.
So, I understand there's some people around here that ain't right in the head.
Yeah, most of those guys died a few hours ago when we were target practicing against practicing to kill you.
Oh, so you thought you could kill
me? Mr. Sheriff.
Sheriff? I'm not the sheriff.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm just a passing salesman who's selling ponchos. See what I got here? Is this nice?
Oh, wow, yeah, that is really nice. What is that, 100% cotton? I'll take two.
And I'm his horse, Mr.
Shut up, Ed. I told you not to talk to other people.
Okay.
That's it. You're going to the glue factory after this.
Who are you talking to, mister?
I ain't talking to nobody but you, sir. And would you like to buy a poncho?
All right. Yeah, I'll take a poncho. Hey, guy who's a little bit crazy in the head selling ponchos.
Yeah.
You want to help me kill somebody?
Well, who are we going to kill?
No one important. Just sheriff of town, you know, easy pickings. You can have his badge when I'm done shooting him, that's fine.
That's fine, but where's the sheriff?
Well, he's supposed to be here around 2 minutes ago. I don't know, maybe his train got lost or carriage is stuck in the ditch or something.
If you don't want to help him, I can always help him shoot the sheriff.
I told you to shut up. I'm going to kick you so hard with these spurs you'll die.
I'm sorry, mister.
No, not the spurs.
I'm sorry, mister. I had no idea.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my horse.
Okay. Well, you know what? On second thought, I don't think I'd trust you with a gun. I'm going to go ahead and just... You know what? Screw it. Half the town's gone anyways. No one else here is going to help me kill the sheriff. Here. Grab some of this gasoline, and we're gonna torch up the other half of this town. I'm sick of this place anyways.
Black Bart, it's me. I come back. I come to tell you something. I found out the sheriff's here.
He is.
I know because he shot me right in the gut, and then he hung me right in the neck. But I got away just to tell you, he's here. He's been here all the time.
Oh, no.
He's... Oh, he shot me again!
What?
Oh.
Where is he?
Cliffhanger!
Wait a minute. Is it this man running up to me?
I say, Black Bart.
Nope, I guess not.
I think I figured out who the sheriff is.
You have? That's great, random guy.
It's the
who's that?
Listen to me. He's the sheriff.
Come on, out with it. The sheriff? I know he's the sheriff.
No, you idiot. He's the sheriff.
A showboat? A shower?
He's the
what does it rhyme with? Give me the next few letters. Try singing it.
Oh, God, you don't need it. Listen to me. He's a
Sir? Oh, man. This guy's told me nothing.
Hey. I think I know who the sheriff is.
Who's that?
Well, he's been with us all this time.
Yeah?
And he's looking at me now. There he is! Right there in the corner!
Alright, psychopath. You think it's your horse?
No! Down there below the horse.
There's the guy riding under the horse?
No! He's right... He got me.
Oh, God, I don't see him anywhere.
Where is he? Oh! He got me!
Meh!
Was that the sheep? No way.
You're going down, buddy.
Well, luckily I brought my shears. I ain't got much except for this gasoline, shears, 6,006 shooters, and no men to carry them. But I'll be damned if I don't attack you with all I got.
Oh, hold on, guys. Hold on. Before you go shearing and shooting, I just want to do one thing.
Not that to me again. No.
No, I'm going to play my fiddle in the background.
Oh, okay. Are you ready?
Okay. So instead of helping me kill the sheriff, you run away, you come back just in time to play the fiddle for my death.
I'm creating atmosphere.
Oh my god. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and just light this town on fire first. Okay. Now, there's only two ways this thing can go. One, I kill you. And two,
I get our way on a stagecoach.
No. Well, three ways this thing can go.
He rides off on a horse?
No, who said that? Four ways that this thing can go.
He gets away on a magical beanstalk?
Five ways. Okay, basically, I just hope that it's going to go the way that I kill you. That's the way I hope it's going to go. All right, so I'm just going to grab my shears here.
Are you ready?
Let's do this thing.
Just... Why didn't I choose gun?
So fast, but the wind.
My god, this is so epic. My fiddling is coming faster.
I can't keep up with him. There's a blur around me. I don't know why he ain't shooting.
I don't need to. I'm gonna be chewing up your feet in a few seconds.
No! Why did he shoot my feet? He's eating me from the feet up! Somebody just shoot him! It's not that hard! He's no damn sheep! I'm sure he's been violated like 300 times!
322!
Oh. Help!
And that's how the sheep went and turned the town of Rotten Gulch into Happy Valley. And only three survivors. And two of them were sheep. So remember, next time you go out to Happy Valley, you better not bring your shears, because the sheriff's gonna come get you. Well, good night, folks. Have a happy Valley. And don't do no crime, the sheep's gonna get you.
You have been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's adventure starring Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Written by Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Sound effects provided by Earcom and freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. Tune in next week for another mind-melting tale on Mysteries of the Mind. King Penguin Production. For more things mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting mystery mind adventures.